Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Chelsea Good as we talk more about the Livestock Dealer Statutory Trust in just a moment.
Ince Auction and Realty, Oklahoma's premier land and equipment auctioneers, in conjunction with Cutter Energy, present a virtual mineral consignment auction. It's Tuesday, February 16th at 10 a.m. Mineral consignments are being accepted until Tuesday, February 9th, featuring lots from Lamb, Beaver, Beckham, Kingfisher, Logan, Custer, Major, and Roger Mills counties, just to name a few. For more information, visit inceauctions.com or call 405-663-2200. 405-663-2200.
It's time once again for the Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association's 43rd Annual All-Breed Bull Sale. Coming up Saturday, February the 6th at 12:15 p.m. at the Cheyenne Ag Pavilion on the west side of Cheyenne. They'll be featuring 65-plus breeding-age bulls, registered and commercial, Angus, Charlet, Composite, Hereford, Simmental, Semi-Angus, and Red Angus. For more information or to get your sale catalog, call Linda Lucas at 580-497-7366.
The Livestock Marketing Association, a trade group that represents livestock auction barns all across the country, was a major player when it came to promoting the idea of a livestock dealer statutory trust. But Chelsea Good with the LMA says there were other agriculture groups very much on board with getting this enacted into law.
You know, we had good support from kind of the livestock industry as a whole. Obviously, LMA was on board, but so was NCBA, U.S. Cattlemen's, Farm Bureau and Farmers Union, RCAF, American Sheep Industry. So from a kind of big picture perspective, we had a great coalition. But there were some folks, I think, especially in the Texas region that had some pushback. And that's probably why it took so long for this law to come into place. In the 2018 Farm Bill, instead of just creating a dealer statutory trust, Congress had heard that those questions or concerns and really wanted to make sure that this was well vetted. So USDA actually did a year-long feasibility study in 2019 to kind of make sure that this is well vetted, and the results that that USDA study came back with, that a dealer trust would improve recovery and would not change day-to-day business. USDA also found it would not significantly hamper the credit availability for livestock dealers. It was kind of those background questions that Congress felt like they needed answered before taking the additional step in making dealer trust law.
When can cattle producers expect this to actually be in place?
It actually is effective as it was signed. So December 27th of 2020, if there was a livestock dealer default today, cattle producers have this protection in place. The way it works is within 30 days of not receiving a check, or if a bad check is received within 15 days of finding out that instrument is dishonored, they would need to file a claim both with U.S. Department of Agriculture and the livestock dealer directly to preserve their statutory trust right.
Now, Chelsea, beyond this victory, what else is out there that LMA is paying an extra amount of attention to?
You know, I think that there's a variety of challenges that we're going to have to work on as an industry as a whole. COVID is not over, so making sure we keep our processors open and operational as we get to see more and more people vaccinated, I think that that really matters. That was obviously a big shock there in the first part of COVID, is having quite a few of our major packers having to either shut down for a while or slow down speeds and spread people out. That was really challenging for our industry. So just keeping that, you know, supply chain moving totally matters. And then as we see restaurants start to open back up, that's going to really matter as well, just in terms of demand. We've experienced really good demand for our product, but for the beef industry in particular, you know, people wanted the hamburgers and the roast to cook at home, but some of our higher end cuts maybe haven't been experiencing the premium that they're used to. So just kind of getting through COVID and getting that handled, that's going to be step one. I think that we also have some additional conversations to have about maybe our packing capacity is a little tight in the way we experience that this. Maybe we have some issues there as an industry as a whole we need to work through. And I think those continued conversations about things like price discovery, especially for fed cattle. We've got great price discovery with the auctions and our feeder cattle. But if we're having some price discovery issues for fed cattle, how do we address those? if we're having some packer capacity issues, how do we address those? I think those are going to be pretty big topics going into this year and beyond.
LMA's Chelsea Good. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale, Saturday, February 6th at 1 o'clock at Messner Ranch near Slapout, Oklahoma. The sale will feature 150 Hereford and Angus bulls and 60 Hereford and Angus pairs. To view an online catalog and videos, go to www.dvauction.com or call 580-552-1555. It's the Messner Ranch annual production sale, Saturday, February 6th at the ranch, 6 miles south and 11 miles west of Laverne, Oklahoma.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.